Sam's in New York. So is our next guest as we continue the Kansas City Chiefs conversation. Today's team on the countdown to kickoff. Now joining us, Jeff Schwartz at Jeff Schwartz over on X, 8-year NFL offensive lineman. He's got the Jeff Schwartz is Smarter Than You podcast. He's all over the place. Sirius XM, Fox Sports. He does Bear Bets with Sammy. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm glad to be with you guys. Sammy, hello. I'll see you in, we're done in 12 minutes. I'll see you in 12 minutes in another room.
I can't wait. I can't wait to do our Oklahoma drill in the hallway where I usually beat you. So we're just talking Kansas City, and yeah, Joe gave the number how many times they've gone over. What's the number, Joe? Like 9-2 last 11 years or something like that, or 10-2? They just keep finding ways to get over the win total, yet people still shoot arrows at them every season. The number's 11.5. When you hear that, what's the first reaction?
Well, it is a very high number with their schedule, right? We know that. And they keep sort of increasing the number sometimes every year, right? I mean, and by the way, when he hasn't gone over the win total, it's been, I think, 10 wins. Like, it's not been a bad season. It's just been one less, or maybe a 1.5 games less, right, than the number. I think the Chiefs are going to be really good this season for many reasons. And I'm not sure that 12 wins is the right way to play this. Maybe, you know, I have a division ticket in pocket. That's the best way to play Kansas City. But they're going to be good again. I think that we are distracted by the Super Bowl and distracted by our hatred of dynasties in the NFL, really in pro sports, to look at the way this team is constructed. The Super Bowl is one thing. It happened. It's now a new season. And the NFL is unique in that new seasons, basically, whatever happened last year doesn't happen again. Like, that's what the NFL is. They are better on offense. They're healthier, right? Rashee Rice healthy. Hollywood Brown healthy. Xavier Worthy, year two. Travis Kelce, admittedly, much better shape right now. Yeah, they missed Joe Tooney, but their left tackle situation appears to be figured out. Very healthy offense, right? Defensively, all they got to be is about average. They can do that with the personnel they have. So, guys, this team, to me, is better than last season. And if they're better, especially offensively, they're very capable of going over 11.5 wins.
Yeah, there's a minus 105 on the division out there. I see that. I'm like, oh, bargain. As everybody's looking for the next team, is Jim Harbaugh's second year, they're going to take over. Look at what the Broncos did last year. Everybody's looking elsewhere when maybe it's just the Chiefs. Let's talk about your specialty, offensive line. And you hinted on it right there, trading Joe Tooney over to the Bears. You have that change, but it looks like they have more depth. Certainly something that they needed a year ago. So you draft Simmons in the first round. It looks like he's going to be your starting left tackle. You spent some money in free agency, Jalen Moore. He comes in as well. I'm guessing the swing tackle. The right side's very strong, but Mahomes' blind side is where the changes are. What is your confidence level with the O-line?
The depth piece you mentioned is very interesting. They basically pay Jalen Moore $15 million a year to be a swing tackle. I want that job. Can I have that job to be a swing tackle for $15 million a season? They brought him in, obviously, to start, and then Josh Simmons was available at 31, and they pivoted. I think they might have drafted him a couple slots earlier with a trade, but they ended up drafting Josh Simmons, and Josh Simmons came in immediately. It was good. Remember, before Josh Simmons got hurt against Oregon, he was considered offensive tackle one. He had been playing that well that he was considered that type of player, and the Chiefs got a bargain late at the end of the first round. Kingsley Suamatia is the question at left guard. He's a tackle from BYU. Last year, they tried him at left tackle, didn't work well, was benched, and then came back and played all the way in week 17, or it would have been week 18 against Denver, left guard. Played really well left guard. He's been tasked with playing left guard this season. The preseason has been what's expected. Struggled a little bit early, and then last game in Chicago, played pretty well. And there's going to be issues. He's got some things to work on, but the more reps he gets, should be better. The center, right tackle, right guard, you know what you're getting from them. And the depth piece of having more there as a swing tackle, even if you needed to, put him in a guard. Like, you have a lot of options. Even the backups they have played football before, and Wanya Morris and some of the inside guys. So it's a very deep group. Here's the thing, guys. When you have, like, one weak link on the offensive line, you can figure out a way to scheme that out, right? Especially if it's a tackle. If you have multiple, it's very hard. The Chiefs right now have one left guard. And so you could send Creed Humphrey there. You could have the tackle help. You can find ways to make life easier for him. And that's where the Chiefs, I think, are pretty lucky right now that Josh Simmons has come in as a rookie and looked really good at left tackle.
Let's talk Mr. Swift, the elephant in the room. I think it's great. He's engaged. It changes nothing for me. There was a lot of chatter last night. Well, what does this do to his props? Nothing, really. These numbers, these season-long numbers, are almost disrespectful. So Travis Kelce's receiving number for the season is as low as 675.5. That's it. 675.5. The touchdown number is 4.5. Again, don't care that he's engaged. Good for him. Doesn't affect anything. You mentioned he's in better shape. If that's the case, Jeff, he only needs 5 touchdowns to get over.
Yeah, he has said he's in better shape. There was a big article yesterday about this, about how much better shape he's in than last season. He just looks that way as well. And look, last year he was not supposed to be the focal point of the offense. It was going to be Rashee Rice, who had 30 catches through 3 weeks, then got hurt. So Travis Kelce looks in better shape. We know the connection between him and Mahomes is always going to be there. I do think they spread the ball around a little bit more with guys healthy, but that number is really shockingly low, Sammy, for guys who are going to play 17 weeks. I know last year he didn't have a lot of broken tackles. He didn't have a lot of yards after catch. Look at him. Look at him playing right now. He looks like a different player. I did a wager this morning. I was only about $25, unfortunately, that Travis Kelce will retire before the announced pregnancy. To me, that you get plus money on that. This is the end. Like, he's retiring in February. So are they going to announce? I feel like this couple is going to be very strategic about pregnancy, and I don't think they're going to do it before marriage. So I think, Travis, you get plus money. I was only on $25, unfortunately. I wish the market was bigger than that. But I put my wager in this morning on Travis Kelce to, I think, plus 120, somewhere around there, to retire before they announce a pregnancy. I'm surprised the pregnancy is so heavily favored here.
It's a good breakdown. Good breakdown from Jeff Schwartz here on Bet Sweats. Are they better? Like, that's where I'm at. Like, 15-2 last year, yes. And I'm looking at the changes, and I'm like, they're better. Agree?
Yeah, so I think sometimes the NFL, and I get the obsession with win-loss record. It's everything, right?
Yeah.
That's, you win, you lose. That's what matters. But you can be, in my opinion, like a better team or just as good as you were previous season and have a worse record. It's just the way the league crumbles, right? There are a lot of close football games. They tend to be more on the 50-50 side, and you might win some, you might lose some. The Chiefs can be 12-5 this year, 11-6 this year, and be better than they were last season. I mean, that's a case for a lot of teams this season. You know, if Matt Stafford's healthy for the Rams might be better than the Niners, but just they play a tougher schedule. Like they might not win the division, but they're a better team. The Commanders might not have the same record. They might be just as good. And so, yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are winning 15 games. I think the team is better than they were last season. It might not reflect in the win-loss record. The one thing that people always push back on is Kansas City won a lot of close games last year. They absolutely did. They have the streak of close games. But there's sort of two buckets of close games, right? It's like, were you a big favorite? You're battling all game. It's going back and forth, and you equalize at the end, right? Are you behind, and you come back at the very end and win the game? Or the Chiefs, which is, I'm kind of bored. We're up 2 scores in the third quarter. It gets close in the fourth quarter. We win by a field goal. Like, that's not the same as being behind all game. Like, I was at the Panthers game last year. They won by 3. They're up 20-6. It was in Charlotte. Like, the Panthers stumped. They didn't care at all, and they won by a field goal. They were never behind that game. So I'm going to have to throw that out with Kansas City. That, like, I don't think there's a close game regression this season. But if they end up being 12-5, if they're healthy at the end of the season, this team will be better offensively than last year.
I told Joe Monday, for the first time in my life, I've bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. What could go wrong there?
Yeah.
Nothing. Love it or hate it, Buffalo at about 7-1, 7.25.
So they're the team that I have picked to win the Super Bowl. I might change to the Chiefs at some point, but it's sort of time. I've said this for 3 years now, I guess, Sammy. It's sort of time for Buffalo. But you look at the team, great team. They beat the Chiefs all the time in the regular season, and they lose these playoff games by a fraction, right? A play here or there. At some point, you have to imagine those plays break their way. And if they get to the Super Bowl 2 weeks, Josh Allen, that coaching staff, good football team, I think they are – going to emerge as Super Bowl champions. But they got to beat the Chiefs. And that's the only problem, right? Like, the bet is good. And you get a good number. And maybe you can find a way to play that off in an AFC championship game. I think Buffalo will be the one seed as well. So the Chiefs have to go to Buffalo and make that game happen in Buffalo as well, which, again, will be difficult. We know the Chiefs have done that path before, but doing it again would be pretty impressive. And it does feel like they're due. Again, due is not always the best wager, but at some point they got to beat the Chiefs. And they're 0-4 in the postseason. Like, at some point, I think they're going to break that curse.
Let's hit some college before we run out of time here. Your school, Oregon. All the changes there, including at quarterback, are they going to take a half step back, or are you expecting them to contend for this tough Big Ten?
You know what kind of bothers me is how we sort of pick and choose which quarterbacks we think are going to be good. Like, I keep seeing this thing where, like, Iowa, FCS transfer quarterback from South Dakota State, is somehow going to rejuvenate their offense, and yet, like, Dante Moore played bad as a true freshman and he stinks. What? You guys, playing as a true freshman is very difficult. I did it. The offensive line. Like, imagine quarterback, okay? It's hard to win road games, conference games in general. Imagine being a true freshman quarterback on a med team going on the road. Dante Moore went on the road with UCLA to 10-win Oregon State and 10-win Utah. It's a hard places to play. Yeah, he didn't play terribly well. Well, guess what? True freshman didn't play terribly well. Like, that's what happens. He sat last season. He's not going to start this year. Is he going to be as good as Bo Nix and Dillon Gabriel? I don't know. His arm is better than those guys. He doesn't move quite as well. But they have showcased him actually moving a little bit more than I think we expected in some of the videos they put out this summer. You know, the question marks for me are really at wide receiver, defensive tackle, and linebacker. Wide receiver is pretty unknown right now. Their best player potentially is this five-star true freshman, DeCorin Moore, who supposedly has been incredible so far. And then defensive tackle is just young. You know, a lot of young guys they've been breeding for years now got opportunity to play. So I think Oregon's in the mix for the Big Ten. Look, I don't know if we win at Penn State. That obviously matter a lot there.
Jeff Schwartz, Jeff Schwartz of Fox Sports. Make sure you check him out. Thank you so much, Jeff. Power Rankings next right here on the BetMGM Network.